Yeah, I love Los Angeles. You can hear it in my music. Plus, I got the scars to prove it. And man, you don't understand what I understand. I'm feeling like a piece to a bigger plan. Cause all I'm saying is the God honest truth of it all. We fighting the wrong enemy. That's why I'm getting involved. It's just like the end of that movie Saw, when them two chained up guys met with their demise and the mastermind was laying there the whole time. Remember that? That's why we have to sit down and speak about the black and the brown. Now I didn't come here to point no fingers. I know over the years that the pain still lingers over past confrontations. We all on parole and probation and fucked up situations, and everybody lose. From the pen to the neighborhoods, now it's even in the high schools. Cause I was watching KCAL news when the students squared off and one kid wouldn't choose sides. Hit with a hammer and the kid died. And now it's a full blown riot. That's when the fists start flying. These kids ain't learning about math and science, man. Tension is so thick, summer coming around. I don't wanna see no more of us up under the ground. So now, that's why we need to sit down and talk about the black and the brown. 80% of inmates are black and Hispanic. They trying to wipe us all off the face of this planet. That's why we need to sit down and talk about the black and the brown. Yeah, I got the homie Jose from way back in the day. He came to scoop me up in his all white six tray. And he don't really with nobody outside of the set. It's tatted big on his neck, you know. So over the years built respect and trust. So black and brown issues we both discuss. He said, Holmes, it's been going down too long. I got a bang on them fools and it don't feel wrong. They killed my cousin over 88 bricks. So the word came down, we gotta handle that. Some white t-shirts, I gotta tell the truth, Holmes. The truth does hurt, but first I remind him of what vengeance do, what vengeance is, and who vengeance belongs to. He wasn't trying to hear that. He just turned up the volume, banging 50 Cent.
Oh, you must defend yourself. If you don't, then no one else.
Nobody.
Your homies got to rise. You're fighting for your life. They want both of us dead. You ain't heard a word I said. You're fighting for your life. Your homies got to rise.
I got soldiers from both sides who really don't care, who identify themselves by the colors they wear. The homie came through to put one in the air. I could tell something was wrong the way he sat in his chair. He said, X, man, I'm just getting out from doing 88 months trying to figure things out. He told me in the pen, you get down to get done, cause the brown and black ratio was 5-1. He showed me the scar on his gut and his neck. They got him good, said he near bled to death. Hate was so deep I could see in his eyes when he described what it feels like to almost die. All I could do was just sit back and listen about how we about to send soldiers on missions. I got hit with a bottle, but I'm not dead. I said, think with your heart, homie, not your head. I said, tension is so thick, summer coming around. I don't want to see no more of us up under the ground. So now, that's why we need to sit down and talk about the black and the brown. Sending inmates of black and Hispanic. They trying to wipe us all off the face of this planet. That's why we need to sit down and talk about the black and the brown.